Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It has begun. The Copenhagen United Nations meeting taking place in Copenhagen, Denmark. United Nations Climate Change Conference. No, notice it's no longer Global Warming Conference. It's if the weather changes, you need to pay a tax and have home inspectors in your home and only have one child. Because weather changing has never happened before. The entire planet was a continual 76 degrees, 365 days out of the year, for millennia upon millennia upon millennia. The oceans were always at the same level. There were always the same number of continents. Pangaea never existed. Volcanoes don't put out carbon dioxide, even though they do. Carbon dioxide that plants breathe and then exhale, give off oxygen that humans breathe. That is a conspiracy theory. Carbon dioxide is deadly. It has begun, the open takeover by world government, a declaration of tyranny against free humanity. A public declaration of world government is now upon us. War has been declared upon the people of the planet. And I will detail this after the break. EPA sets carbon crackdown. That's out of the New York Times. A carbon crackdown on carbon dioxide, methane, and scores of other so-called global warming, greenhouse gas-causing gases. They are finalizing in the next week, in line with the Copenhagen Global Directorate, to list carbon dioxide as a dangerous, toxic waste. EPA, ABC News headline, greenhouse gases endanger human health, including carbon dioxide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the equivalent of listing water as a poison, oxygen as a poison, mother's milk as a poison. This is absolutely outrageous, but it's what the dumbed-down, decadent public deserves if they don't wake up and say no. Russia Today did a devastatingly powerful interview with Lord Monckton, the best I've ever seen him, with precision laying everything out. I'm going to air this coming up in the next segment. And he points out what I point out. This is a famous anti-Russian, a famous anti-communist, the biggest anti-communist in England. He's listed by many publications as being the biggest anti-communist, openly saying that Russia is 20 times freer than England. And it is. England has some of the most hardcore police state systems in the world by any measure. So does the United States. Now, that's pretty sick, because Russia is not that free, ladies and gentlemen. There's big problems with Medvedev and with Putin and everybody else over there. But that's how far we've fallen, that a hardcore anti-Russian, I mean, he's been anti-Russia forever, is saying Russia is more free. But it's the truth. And the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And that's why the New World Order, last 888, launched sneak attacks on Russia last year, trying to get World War III started, because they can't stand it that the New World Order doesn't completely control Russia and that Russia is threatening to torpedo the Copenhagen event. And I'm sorry to tell you, Russia and China are our best hopes in saying no to this, but China has been bought off and is communist, so they're going to probably go ahead and go with it. So is India, completely corrupt and sniveling. A lot of great people over there, completely enslaved by the system. It's free humanity against the globalists. But yes, what your baby exhales, what you exhale, 5.5 pounds of a day on average, now being listed as a deadly, toxic chemical.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you were a eugenicist that wanted to set up a planetary regime to carry out forced Planned Parenthood style eugenics, euthanasia of the old, sterilization of the general population, one-child policies for people who can even get the license, how would you do it? You would shut off the resources. You would declare the gas that all animals, from chickens to cockroaches, from blue whales, dolphins, polar bears, Bengal tigers, lions, grizzly bears, fire ants, caterpillars, all animal life down to bacteria, exhale, give off carbon dioxide. That is the life cycle. Now, I know the listeners, the regular listeners of this show know that. You didn't need me to tell you that, but the general public does not understand this. And many times we've made the point, and we've even played the famous Penn and Teller piece where they went out and did it, but the Australian television has done it as well. We've done it. It's coming up in an upcoming film. You walk out to the public with a fake petition saying, yes, dihydrogen monoxide, it's horrible. It can cause bloating. It can cause urination. We need to ban it. It's being released by factories. Will you please sign the petition to ban it? And 90 plus percent of people will sign the petition. If you go to an environmental outdoor park meeting, 99%. In fact, we never found someone who wouldn't sign it at one of the events. Neither did Penn and Teller. Everyone said they would ban dihydrogen monoxide. Dihydrogen monoxide may sound scary, but it is H2O. It is water. Similarly, if you give someone the scientific name for salt, sodium chloride, 90-plus percent will say ban it. I've done it in airports. I've done it on trains. I've done it in the street. Anytime I'm arguing with a fake environmentalist, really a eugenicist cult member that doesn't understand what they're part of, talk about mind control. They're Nazis and don't even know it. And I'll say, should we ban dihydrogen monoxide? Should we ban sodium chloride? They will say, yes, yes, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are now banning carbon dioxide, a tax on breathing. New York Times, EPA sets carbon crackdown, greenhouse gases endanger human health. They call it a form of toxic pollution. Obama administration will formally declare danger of carbon dioxide at the Copenhagen event. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, December 7th, December 18th, where they will attempt to ratify the treaty. And in the treaty is total UN control over every nation on earth. And once you sign on to it, you cannot get out of it unless there is a unanimous 191 country signatory vote to let you out. Absolute total end of America. We've already got world government, but now it's setting up an ironclad dictatorship. We have more United Nations documents, powerful article written at Infowars.com with links directly to the United Nations on website, where one of the directors of the Climate Change Conference openly has written letters saying we will create a global religion of the earth built around world government, and that the entire elite of the planet have a consensus for population reduction, and that the general public doesn't know this or understand it, and that it's a good thing. I'm going to be covering that as well today. One of hundreds of government documents admitting this. Not hundreds, thousands. When I really think about it, there are hundreds of documents, sometimes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 times per book, per white paper calling for it. So it's in the thousands. This is just an absolute nightmare scenario that we are facing as a society. I want to go ahead and go to break and come back with a few more minutes of Lord Monckton on Russia Today, because he lays it out so clearly. Lord Monckton will be joining us tomorrow from Copenhagen. Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us live tomorrow as well. Other huge guests coming up throughout the week. But here is part of the interview we have. You want to see the video, it's up on Infowars.com, of the Russia Today interview with Lord Monckton. Here it is.
On the eve of the Copenhagen summit on greenhouse gases, I'm talking to Lord Christopher Monckton, a renowned climate change skeptic. He's attending Copenhagen to persuade delegates that the science is faulty. Lord Monckton, thanks very much for talking to RT today. First of all, could you just explain your general stance on climate change?
The climate has always changed. The climate is changing. The climate will continue to change. Humankind does not have the power to do very much about it, and we would be arrogant to assume that we can.
What evidence do you have that climate change isn't man-made?
The scientific question amounts to this. Are the greenhouse gases that we add to the atmosphere sufficient in quantity and in global warming potential to stop outgoing heat energy bouncing in from the sun, hitting the earth, and then going back out into space again? Are they strong enough to stop it going out into space so that it stays down here and causes a little bit of warming? Well, we know that they cause a little bit of warming because the entire atmosphere keeps the planet around 18 or 20 Celsius warmer than it would be if we didn't have an atmosphere. So the greenhouse effect of all the greenhouse gases now existing in the atmosphere is only 18 or 20 Celsius. It's tiny. So the idea that changing 1/2000th of the composition of the atmosphere from oxygen to carbon dioxide, as we may do this century if we go on burning fossil fuels as much as we like, will somehow cause a warming of anything up to 6 Celsius degrees, or something like a third of the effect of the entire existing atmosphere, is plainly nonsense.
Do you think that climate change as it stands at the moment is a political fad?
Of course it is. These scares come and go. You may remember the millennium bug. You may remember swine flu, which is another scare that's running at the moment. Virologists making a fortune out of saying it's all very terrible. In fact, the number of people killed by swine flu is smaller than the number of people killed by ordinary flu. That's now blindingly obvious. It always was blindingly obvious. But the virologists got in there, whipped up the scare, made lots of money, just as the climatologists have been very successfully doing for 20 years. This is the biggest scientific scare that's ever got off the ground. But now it has come to an end, and it's come to a complete end, because recently, after 20 years of careful measurement using the Earth Radiation Budget Experiment satellite, we have been able to determine that the amount of outgoing radiation escaping into space is almost as great as it always was. The extra greenhouse gases we're adding are making some difference, but very, very small. So we might be looking, over the whole of the next century, at a global warming of at most 1, perhaps 1.5 Celsius degrees, more likely just 0.5 Celsius degree, something which is negligible and generally beneficial, certainly nothing that requires any policy action whatsoever, except to have the courage to do nothing.
And if what you say is true, why would the climate change lobby and governments either exaggerate or totally invent the threat of global warming?
Well, we know that the classe politique and the classe scientifique, the great and the good, are conspiring together to make up the evidence. Because just weeks ago, it was revealed that at the Climate Research Centre at the University of East Anglia, and among scientists in league with that centre right across the world, data had been blatantly fabricated to produce the desired result of pretending there was a problem when there isn't one. And so this news that data have been fabricated, computer models have been tinkered with, computer code has been tampered with, things have simply been made up, temperature records have been simply created out of nothing. All of this news doesn't come as a surprise to me, because the people who are named in those emails are people on whom I've had my eye for some time. Others I'm in contact with have been noting the political and financial connections between these scientists and politicians. And so it's very clear that what has happened is yet another attempt by the governing class of the world, if you like, to take advantage of the little guy, to conspire against the governed, to have another excuse for exaggerated levels of taxation and of regulation and of interference.
Isn't it a fact that the polar ice cap is melting? 100 years ago, people used to skate on the Thames River. Just in the last few weeks, we've had enormous floods in Cumbria. Aren't these all evidence that climate change is in fact happening?
You notice climate phenomena happening. You say, oh well, we don't know why these climate phenomena are happening. We don't even check whether they've happened before. So we'll just say, we'll invent a scare, and we'll say that it's humankind that is causing these changes to happen. And it's, if I explain it that way, you can see how absurd that entire line of argument is. Yes, the North Polar ice cap lost 27% of the ice.
And that is exactly, we're going to back that up and come back, because they can say, oh, look, it got 27% smaller in the summer, but it came back the next winter. But see, they play little statistical games. And when you read the Club of Rome and UN documents from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, they talk about inventing. They think you're so stupid, they have public reports talking about how they just invented it to make you the enemy so they can cut your resources off and not let you have children. They know it's a fraud. Do you understand that? They know it's a fraud. And the emails just prove that much more.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states? And that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Okay, let's go back to Lord Monckton.
The argument is, yes, the North Polar ice cap lost 27% of the ice that is normally there at the summer minimum in 2007, compared with that which we had known was normal from 30 years of satellite observations. But it's grown back by 24% in the last 2 years. So that shows the enormous volatility of the Arctic climate. It's famous for it. And the floods in Cumbria, a 1,000-year event, But you see, if you take 100 different microclimates which exist in Britain, and there are 10 different climatic extreme events that could happen in each one, you're going to get a 1,000-year event once a year. These extreme weather events come around just as they always have. In a chaotic object, mathematically speaking, you would expect this to happen. It tells us nothing about whether the world is steadily warming. Yes, it has been warming for 300 years, during 280 of which we couldn't have had anything to do with it. And the Antarctic ice cap is expanding. The sea ice in the Antarctic reached a record extent in 2007, 3 weeks after the record minimum in the Arctic. There was a record maximum in the Antarctic.
The IPCC has a huge body of seemingly solid scientific evidence behind it, and they say that it's 90% likely that climate change is man-made. How do you refute that?
There is no scientific basis whatsoever for saying there is a 90% probability that most of the warming of the last 50 years was caused by humankind. None whatsoever. You could go, for instance, to a paper by Scafetta and West just last year saying that 69% of all the warming of the last 50 years was caused by the sun. I'm not entirely convinced by that argument either. The fact is, we have no means of knowing what are the influences that cause the climate to fluctuate in the short term, upwards or downwards. This is simply beyond our capacity to measure or analyse. What we do know, and this we can do by laboratory experiment and by a little bit of elementary mathematics, is what the maximum possible effect of adding CO2 to the atmosphere can be. And the answer is, it's very, very, very small.
Even if climate change theory hasn't been entirely put to the test, isn't it better to do something now rather than wait for flooding, drought and temperature rises?
The precautions themselves, let us say, in the shape of replacing one-third of the world's agricultural land, which grew food, with growing biofuels instead. So we were once growing food for people that needed it. Now we grow biofuels for clunkers that don't. Result? A doubling of world food prices in just over a year. Three quarters of which was attributed by the World Bank to this biofuel scam, which comes out of the global warming scare. Result? If we have to pay twice as much for our food, it's inconvenient. If you're in a poor country, that difference of 100% in the price of your food is the difference between life and death. There have been major food riots in a dozen regions of the world. Hardly reported at all in the West, because they're so busy reporting on every little icicle putatively dribbling in Greenland. And those food riots are happening because people are dying by the million of starvation, who would not have died at all had this climate scare not engendered this dash for biofuels.
What do you think will happen to the climate in, say, the next 100 years?
I asked the world's greatest expert on climate that, and that is Professor Richard Lindzen of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, generally recognised to be the man who knows more than anyone else in the world about how the atmosphere will behave. And I said to him, Dick, I said, I've been asked to make a bet on whether it's going to be warmer or cooler in the next 50 years. Can you tell me? He said, yes, I can. It will be either warmer or the same as today or cooler. And the chances that it will be warmer are exactly the same as the chances that it will be cooler.
And you're going to the Copenhagen Summit on Greenhouse Gases. What's your objective there?
My objective at Copenhagen will be to say to the leading delegations there, in particular the Americans, the Canadians, the Japanese, the New Zealand.
I'm going to come back and play the last 2 minutes of the interview where he talks about what his objective in Copenhagen will be and what all of our objectives should be. And I'm going to give you the latest developments on ClimateGate. We are also going to get into the treaty itself, the establishment of world government. And the biggest news, now this is old news for our listeners, but they're really doing it. The EPA has announced this morning they will list, by the end of the Copenhagen event, December 18th, it goes for 11, 12 days, they will announce carbon dioxide as a toxic waste. This is unbelievable scientific fraud. This is a fraud as big as saying the moon is made of cheddar cheese or of Swiss cheese. It is just absolutely insanely ridiculous and shows how much contempt the globalists have for the general public. This is unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Moncton, with what he's going to be doing at the Copenhagen event that started this morning, started about 8 hours ago in Denmark, the world government openly being announced. This is what he is planning to do. He is scheduled to be joining us tomorrow for a full hour via cell phone from the conference. That should be wild. But here it is.
And you're going to the Copenhagen Summit on Greenhouse Gases. What's your objective there?
My objective at Copenhagen will be to say to the leading delegations there, in particular the Americans, the Canadians, the Japanese, the Australians, the New Zealanders. I shan't bother with Europe because that is decided by commissars whom we don't elect, can't hold to account, can't remove and can't persuade. We are no longer a democracy in Western Europe. But I'm going to be talking to the delegations of the democracies, and I'm going to be saying to them one by one, very quietly, first of all, here's the science. It no longer adds up, and everybody knows it no longer adds up, and your voters now know it no longer adds up. We're moving away from that now, and we're moving towards a world in which, once again, the skepticism, which is the proper approach of the scientist, is becoming instinct in the ordinary voter's mind.
Will you be talking to the Russians?
Yes, I will, because although the present Russian leadership has had not always a very kindly press in Britain, I will tell you this. The Russian democracy, as it now is 20 times more democratic than the British democracy has become, because we now have 90% of our laws made for us by commissars, that is the official German word for the commissioners of the European Union, whom we don't elect, can't question, can't remove and can't replace. They make 90% of the laws of Britain. But you have a Duma, you have a parliament in Russia, which makes 100% of Russia's laws. You are now a true democracy. God bless you for it. Of course I'll be talking to your delegation, because I'll be talking to the delegation of a democratic administration. We no longer have one. I shall not be bothering to talk to the British delegation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the bottom line. Under the Lisbon Treaty and other treaties under EU expansion, an unelected group of bureaucrats rule the 25 member nations of the EU, including England, who has never been allowed to have a vote. Scotland and England have never been allowed to even have a vote on whether they want to be under its control. They have just gone under its control. Laws against free speech, environmental laws and taxes. Total control. And when you read the Club of Rome documents, when you read the statements that we cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when you look at the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership documents, when you read the statements of the European Union, when you read the public statements by the new head of the European Union, Herman Van Rompuy, I always call him Herman Van Rompuy. It's Van Rompuy is how it's actually pronounced. Utterly ridiculous. Sorry if your name happens to be Rompuy. Just it doesn't roll off the tongue too well. They are saying that this will be a global Europe, that the European Union is the center of the spoke, the core, that the big moneyed Rothschild and other interests, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas of England and of Europe, they are the dominant force. They loan the money to J.P. Morgan. When he died, it came out in mainstream newspapers. He was a British/European agent. They loaned the money to the Rockefellers. They loaned all the money to set up the robber baron blue blood elite of the United States. They had tried to take us over again in 1776. They tried to finance the South in the 1830s to overthrow Jackson. But because he was a Southerner, from South Carolina and then Tennessee, he was able to beat it. They then funded the South again, trying to break up the United States. And I'm not taking sides on the North and South. My entire family was on the South, and colonels and generals, and they were being abused by the North. So the British came in and manipulated that to try to break up the country, but failed again. This is imperial divide and conquer that we're dealing with. And when you talk about the British, they are a royal house out of Europe. And you read in the Treaty of Rome, 1957, that they planned a European Union that would then take over the planet. And they discuss how Hitler did it wrong, using force, that it needed to be done by stealth. And we see that again and again in the latest documents that have been released via FOIA request and lawsuits in Canada, the U.S., England, and the continent of Europe, that it's all being done by stealth. Now, in 1998, when George Bush was running for re-election as governor, I went to a press conference. He'd been given the same speech over and over again. They had said he would take questions. Then they announced he wouldn't take questions. He gave the speech. At the end of his speech, because his speech was online, we knew it was the end of the speech, I asked the question. I said, if you care about Texas so much, what about the CFR? What about Europe taking over America through the private Federal Reserve? I knew it was that banking system getting everyone in debt, getting the states in debt to implode us through derivatives, as they'd done in third world countries over and over again. Then in March of 2002, over 1,000 pages of secret IMF and World Bank documents got leaked to Greg Palast of BBC, stating they were planning it in the next 8 years in Europe and the U.S. to bankrupt us just like Argentina, to bankrupt us just like African countries and Asian countries. Nigeria is one of the best examples. We know their game plan. That's how we're able to lay all this out. Again, I use the parable of the TV guide. If I come home and tell my wife at 5 o'clock when we're eating dinner on Monday night, hey, honey, the Bengals are going to be playing the Cowboys tonight, and then the Bengals and the Cowboys come on at 7, 8 o'clock at night for an NFL game, she doesn't say, my gosh, honey, you've got psychic powers. How did you know this? No, it's the TV guide. They told us what they would do. It's public. It's public. They're going to bankrupt everything. They want you to riot. They're then going to turn regular army and paramilitary troops loose on you to sell the idea that we have to have martial law. They won't call it martial law. They'll call it security crackdown. They're going to take over everything. This is a hot takeover they're getting ready for. Not a cold war against freedom. War is being declared on humanity. World government is here. Do I need to play Al Gore? Do I need to play Von Rumpy? Do I need to play Ban Ki-moon saying world government? Do I need to play the President Obama saying global governance? Do I need to play these clips again? You've all heard them. Or if your neighbors or friends haven't, get the film Follow the Republic where they're on video saying it. We need to warn people now. We're being politically conquered. This is a economic, political, corporate coup of every sovereign nation, and these people are Nazi eugenicists. And I use the term Nazi. They're not really Nazis. That's just one flavor of one spinoff group of these people. Hitler learned everything he did from England and the U.S., and this is a more liberal version of that, where they say, we're going to sterilize and kill everybody. Do you understand? This is the only issue. This is the issue. This is everything happening now. Now, here I am 11 years ago, having my arm almost twisted off my back. They grabbed it, twisted it all the way up to the top of my back. To this day, my shoulder rotator cuff is ripped from this, and if I roll over at night wrong, shooting pain goes through me for simply asking a question and saying, isn't it Europe that's taking us over? And now what is happening? This is the Antichrist comparatively to our Declaration of Independence. It is the opposite of that. It is a declaration of tyranny over all resources and what humans exhale. Happening now. And Obama is going to sign that stinking treaty. You watch. Now here it is. Here is George Bush.
The victory will be an endorsement of a philosophy. I believe in my heart of hearts the victory in 1998 is going to be good for Texas. And that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about. Most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can, if you want to watch that video, it's all over the web. Just Google Alex Jones gets arrested for asking George W. Bush a question. Again. How did I know 11 years ago, 11 years ago, what the threat was? The private banking dictatorship controlled by Europe. Because I read their own documents. But now they're openly establishing the world dictatorship, so they have to admit what they're doing, but put a spin on it like they're doing it to help everyone. If you will simply warn everyone you know, this can be stopped. And I want to tell the bureaucrats, the enforcers, the corporate minions, the police, something. When you go along with this system, when you violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, when you hunt the American people, when you think of us as animals, when you're conditioned by television and movies that beating us and tasering us is cute and funny, When you are trained to snatch people's children with no due process, when you are trained to forcibly inoculate the population, you are siding with the greatest evil ever manifested on this planet. I know most of you are good men and women that serve this system. You're compartmentalized. And you need to understand the true cost of what we are facing as a society and as a planet. You need to know and to be told and to be reminded that there is an important choice that you need to make. Everyone listening to my voice must call every talk show they can about the global government takeover. You've got to call every talk show you can about what taxing carbon dioxide will do. You've got to call everyone you know, and you've got to call Congress and tell them, do not ratify this treaty in the U.S. Senate. Do not pass the government takeover of health care that gives these eugenicists control over our lives. They want you dependent on them. Do not let them legalize all the illegals and open the borders up for the North American Union to further bankrupt the states. That's starting now in Congress. We have got to take our states back. We've got to educate our legislatures. We've got to have the states declare their Ninth and Tenth Amendment just powers over the rogue federal government. We have to just chant with one voice, the government is criminal. The government is illegal. The government has been hijacked by foreign corporate interest. We must get that word out on every hill and mountain and every valley and never stop, because the people are now ready to hear the truth. The people are now ready to awaken. The people were stalled. The people were hamstrung. They were lied to. They were told there is no carbon tax. There is no global government. There is no UN takeover. There is no plan to bankrupt the banks, to bankrupt the country. There is no plan. There is no private Federal Reserve. There is no UN takeover. There is no North American Union. There is no NAFTA superhighway. Just 3 years ago, CNN would do newscasts saying there's no such thing as a Trans-Texas Corridor and NAFTA superhighways, even as the federal government announced it and put up billboards. But the flat-out lying, I mean, how dumb do they think you are? How dumb do they think we are to sit there and tell you there's no North American Union when they officially signed the treaty in 2005? How dumb do they think you are to tell you there's no global government being set up? How stupid do they think you are? I see cars all over Austin driving around with bumper stickers saying Terra Pass. And that's what the global government says. You're going to have an ID card through your national system that tracks all the gas you buy, all the food you buy, everything you buy. And when your carbon credits run out, the taxes only increase. Every item you buy will already have taxes on it. Home inspections, no privacy, total control, open UN documents about how they're brainwashing all your kids in the schools. As if we needed those secret documents to know that. We see it manifesting. And I see these cars driving along that say Terra Pass. I took a photo of one last Friday. When we go live on TV later, I'm going to show it to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You will not find better transparency than a Terra Pass. See, it's all about transparency. And you go and buy these from them, and then it says measure your energy usage. And now they have TV shows in the U.S. called Climate Cops, where people go around and make it fashionable and cool and, oh, it saves you money and own electric cars and windmills, all these things that sound reasonable, when at the core it's a police state tracking grid to further bankrupt all the poor families in the country, and then you're going to have CPS assessments, and when you're poor, they're going to take your children. That's in eco-science. Eco-science that I talk about every hour is an 1,100-page blueprint of everything they're carrying out. Your water supply is having over 150 chemicals added, every one of them known to sterilize mammals. It's so deadly, it's sterilizing the fish and amphibians, the frogs and the salamanders. Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Associated Press has reported they found levels of serotonin reuptake inhibitors hundreds of times higher than what could have been caused by sewage runoff. They're adding it to the water, and the Japanese government and the British government have proposed, I have the CNBC newscast, openly putting Prozac in the water. These people don't play games. Your water supply is... Listen to me, you little stupid cops that are on power trips. You think you got power over the people been given to you by the beast to make war on us? Listen to me, fools. You're having your water spiked. You like being effeminate? You like getting bone cancer? You like your kids dying? You listen to me. You're not a real man till you face the horror. And I know it takes a lot to admit we got a psycho murder government running this society that's spiking your water. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This isn't a drill. This is, you're living in a 21st century Charlie Manson, Buck Rogers carnal house of charnel death and blood. You're being soft-killed. All you Dudley Do-Rights given petty power by the system, you think you're doing good, you think the system's good, just look around you. It's rotten, stinking death. Society's just rotting and falling apart as they cut off the money, as they cut off the resources, as unemployment surges past 20% nationwide and 30% in California, as the stinking media lies and tells you everything's great. You want evil? You think evil's cute? You think black uniforms are cute? You're going to find out how cute evil is. All of you people that serve darkness are going to be run over by your own system. You're going to be fed head first into a meat grinder, a garbage disposal.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Fraud government staging terror attacks There's a pretext to set up a control grid. They openly arrest people, hold them for 8 years under torture, including torturing their children. That's admitted. And then they trot them out for a fake trial in New York. I've got a guest, the webmaster for Cryptome.org, coming on. He's being threatened with suit by Yahoo because he got their internal documents where without warrants, they just give police whatever data they want. Your emails, your instant messages, everything. And that's par for the course. It's been going on for a long time. Just total police state. And all these little thugs that work for the system think they're doing it for the good. While DynCorp and Halliburton publicly in mainstream newspapers run giant child kidnapping rings. These people are unbelievable. Total evil. And all you Dudley Do-Rights that serve the system and violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution like it's a religion. Yeah, it's a religion, the religion of hell and tyranny. You have no idea, no idea what you're part of, no idea what you've conjured, no idea what you've brought forward and what is manifesting itself right now upon the planet. Something that will make Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, and every other dictator look like child's play. EPA sets carbon crackdown, New York Times, to announce carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, tax it, ban it, eliminate it. What do you think you exhale? Club of Rome, statements, 1992, United Nations speech, head of the UN Environment Program, Maurice Strong, said, it is our job to destroy industrial society. We will do this by taxing and then finally eliminating carbon dioxide that you exhale. And these fools drive around in their cars with their little Terra passes. Oh, I pay my carbon indulgences to Al Gore. I send money to Al Gore. He will save the earth. Yeah, when his World Bank isn't clear-cutting the rainforest, the very globalists that push all this environmentalism are slaughtering whole species and burning down forests and dumping toxic waste in the ocean so fast it'll make your head spin. The oil companies publicly, openly run the carbon tax. The insurance companies openly wrote the government takeover of healthcare bill and are slashing Medicare and Medicaid by over $41 billion a year with glee. The left hails and has huge Newsweek covers, the case for killing granny. ABC News reports on how children are being taught that committing suicide is good for the earth. You cannot make up the sickening evil going on. I'm going to break down the latest on ClimateGate, the latest on Copenhagen, but first I'm going to take your calls on Copenhagen, on the economy, on the police state, on all these giant stacks of key news I've got. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, keep spreading the word about the radio show. The people are ready to hear the truth. Even if you're listening on AM and FM, but your friends and family and neighbors live in another city or state and don't have us on the local station, they can listen to the free streams at InfoWars.com. You can subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com by clicking on the listen page, all the different options there. 200,000 people a day downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com. We have the commercial free podcast for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Global Shortwave, WWCR, carries the full live 4 hours, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. Don't forget, until Christmas, you can get 5 months free. Watch the live radio show via the TV studio, more than a webcam, by being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And your $5.95 a month comes up to $3-something if you get the 5 free months. Also supports this InfoWars operation as we go toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.